There have been mixed reactions since the publication of the alleged statement. Deputy Finance Minister Mona Kwote on Behind the News explained what the sector minister said.
I think that there's been a number of misrepresentations. We need to start from the point of view of defining income. If, for example, you work at a place and part of your package, and we usually refer to it as a package as if it's not income, part of your package is to have a house, a car, dressing allowances so that you can buy clothes. Yes, all those things are to enable you to do your work. But those things are also for your comfort, and they form part of your income package. Therefore, all that together, the actual base salary and the allowances that you get, which form your income, come under the Income Tax Act. And therefore, you pay your income tax on it. Now, your income tax, of course, as we all know, depends on how much you earn. We have different tax brackets. What we have in Ghana is a progressive tax. Therefore, the more you earn, the more tax you pay. And that is just in fairness to those who don't earn that much. At a time like this in our nation's growth, when we need all the revenue, we need to look at some of these things and address them head on.
Was there wide consultation done before this initiative was actually rolled on?
There was wide enough consultation done. No, we don't have a huge number of people in our tax net. So the stakeholders within those tax nets were consulted, and they all gave their comments. Whether they were in agreement or not, they made their comments.
There are rumors also about taxes on pension benefits. Can you confirm this?
I heard it on radio when I was very surprised. I want to start my submission by stating categorically that pensions are not taxable in Ghana.